Mike McFeely Show rolls along on this Wednesday afternoon here on the mighty 790 KFGO. And as advertised, we're proud and honored to welcome in a United States Senator from the great state of Minnesota. His name is Al Franken, and he joined us now on the Mike McFeely Show. Hello, Senator Franken. How is your Wednesday afternoon going?
It's going well. It started in Minneapolis, and I've gone through Alexandria and Fergus Falls, and I'm coming up to Moorhead.
What time is your appearance tonight at Moorhead State, Senator Franken? So if people want to check it out, they can.
Let me see. Don't confuse me with someone who knows the schedule. Yeah, let me see.
I apologize for that. Yes, I'm
4:15.
Sorry.
4:15. So 4:15.
Okay, perfect, perfect. Yeah. Okay, so what are you going to be speaking about? What are you going to be talking about at MSUM at 4:15, Senator?
Well, I'm meeting actually with the sort of the campus DFLers. So it's really about thanking them for all the work they did in the 2012 election, and just telling them to stay involved and that keep working the stuff that we're working for and all the good stuff that that their representative, for example, Ben Lean and Representative Lean has done this in his first term, and that Senator Eakin has done, and what a great session it was, and how important it is to be reelecting Ben, and I might remind them that I'm going to be up for reelection in 2014.
I'm not sure you have an opponent necessarily yet, but yes, you're going to be running again in 2014.
Yeah, well, they'll be, that's up to, my friends in the Republican Party to nominate somebody, and so that I don't worry about too much. That'll be who it is, and we'll worry about it then. In the meantime, I'm trying to, when I go back in September, try to get a budget package or a continuing resolution for the when the funding, the government runs out in September.
Sure. So school started at MSUM and other Minnesota colleges this week, Senator. And since you're going to be on a college campus, I wanted to ask you about one of your passions that you've been fighting for here for a while in the U.S. Senate, and that's making college more affordable for students, not only in Minnesota, but across the country. And we've had some great discussions on this program the last couple of days about college affordability. What can be done from the federal level to make college affordable for everybody in this country, whether their parents make $725 an hour or whether they make $100,000 a year? What can we do as a society to make college more affordable?
Well, as you said, since coming to the Senate, college affordability has been a priority. And I go.
Oh, I think we have a cell phone issue between Fergus.
I'm sorry.
Your cell phone cut out there for just a moment, Senator. I apologize. Keep going.
No, it's fine. I apologize. I was saying that college affordability has been a big focus of mine. I go around the state talking to students and administrators. I was in Alexandria today at Alexandria Technical and Community College. When I talk to students, I hear students that are working 20, 30, 40 hours a week. There's nothing wrong with working in college. I did, but not those hours. Once you work more than about 15 hours, it hurts grades. It sometimes takes longer to graduate. When you talk about someone whose parents make $750 an hour, we have increased Pell Grants since I've been in the Senate. We changed the way the student loans work, that they go through. They used to go through banks, and banks would take a cut of it, even though the government guaranteed that. We made sure that we got rid of the middleman. We put that extra money toward the Pell Grants. And my wife, her family, all the girls went to college on combination of Pell Grants and scholarships. At that time, a full Pell Grant paid for over 80% of a public college education. Today, it only pays for 35%. We have to keep Pell Grants strong. We also have to look at this, I think, in different ways. One of the things I talked about at Alexandria Technical and Community College is a bill that I have. It's called the Community College to Career Act. And I think that Minnesotans and Americans have to start looking at two-year education as a platform and not as a ceiling, as too many, certainly parents, do. There are good jobs that are available to people today in manufacturing, in healthcare, and other areas that don't require a four-year education, but that require a two-year or even a credential education, which may be less, which you can build on as your career goes forward. And very often then your employer pays for the rest of your education. Also, in high school, kids can get college credits by, in Minnesota we have this thing called PSEO, post-secondary educational opportunities, where you can get college credits in different ways. I have a bill to make sure that kids who can't pay for the AP test or the International Baccalaureate test can have that paid for. You know, some kids won't take that course because at the end they can't pay for the test. But that test, if you get that credit, that's a credit that you can apply toward college, and that's that much less money you have to pay for your college education.
That's fantastic. That's a wonderful idea. That's terrific.
Yeah, I mean, I'm actually really excited, too, about, there's something called the skills gap across the country. About a third of manufacturers in the state of Minnesota have a job that they can't fill because they don't have people with the skills to fill them. So there are jobs that are literally waiting out there for people that are high-skilled jobs. I was at Thomson Reuters in Eagan, Minnesota. They have jobs that they can't fill in IT. So there's all kinds of areas. There's healthcare. There's precision machine tooling, manufacturing, machinists. All welding, all these jobs that really, once you have them, then you can get further education and get a master's, sure, get a post, get a doctorate.
I apologize. I need to cut you off. We're up against a hard break here. Thank you very much for coming on. I don't mean to cut you off and be rude, but I'm up against the clock.
No, I understand. I think I called in a little late.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Have a great time in Moorhead. Always great to have you in our hometown. That's U.S. Senator Al Franken right here on the Mike McFeely Show.